thing, you would have a cremation, but there wasn't a viewing of a body. Then it became a little bit of, well, we might have a traditional looking funeral, embalming of a body, and then have a cremation followed, you know, after the traditional viewing and visitation, everything along those lines. Another aspect that people do that is becoming a lot more popular is because people are really understanding that to view a person kind of helps to put the reality in there of the death has occurred. Now, sometimes these things happen at the hospital or at the home, but maybe somebody couldn't make it home. So we'll have a viewing at the funeral home. We can have a viewing at the funeral home for immediate family members. Let's say an embalming isn't going to be done, or they're just going to have a cremation. They just want one or two people to view. So we like to have that offering for the people that maybe couldn't come in or have one last time with their loved one before the cremation takes place. In that instance, an embalming doesn't necessarily need to be done. The family does have a choice if they would like to have it done. But at least with our funeral home, our rule is if it's an immediate family member, then an embalming we do not require an embalming for a viewing. When it goes to the public having a viewing, either for a cremation or a traditional burial, then we do require an embalming to be done of that individual. Not necessarily just for it does help with the appearance, but also for public health along those lines. We want to just keep everybody safe with a human that has passed away. So when you're going to be cremated, you can have a viewing. You can have a viewing for the public. You can have an open casket for everyone, like you'd think a traditional funeral. You can have an open casket for the family and then close that before the public would come in for a visitation, either for an embalmed person or an unembalmed person. Or a lot of times what we are doing is we'll clean the person up. State does require that every person gets washed, disinfected before a cremation or a burial or an embalming. So then we'll allow that family to come in, spend some time with their loved one to say goodbye, because the viewing of the body is a very important part in the grieving aspect for people's mental health, grieving their loved one, to make it a reality that death has occurred, to visually see it. We also sometimes have people bring in their pets. You know, pets are a very big part of our families. So a lot of times maybe they'll bring in a dog, you know, just to kind of smell the owner, to understand that these things have happened. Because pets, as we know, are sometimes the best friend of these individuals. So there are different options that we do offer when it comes to cremation about if there is a viewing, if there's not a viewing, does an embalming need to be done for a cremation viewing or not? It really depends on what is your relationship with that person, on what our rules and requirements might be. But there is no requirement that multiple family members need to come in and view the body. We do need to, on our permit, sign off that someone has verified that that individual that's going to be cremated is the individual that is being cremated. And most of the time that happens when we pick the person up at the hospital or at the nursing home or at the hospice facility. The family's there. The individual is who we think it is. So then it also makes sure that the cremation that's happening is for the person that we think that individual is. So the viewing is for the grief process, but sometimes it does have to do with the legal aspects of it. But most of the time that doesn't necessarily happen at the funeral home, because we like to verify even before we accept a body from an institution that that person is who you're telling us it is, by the family verifying that that is who it is. So for cremation, verification needs to happen. In bigger cities, they will actually physically have you come to the funeral home to sign off that the person that is there in your presence is your loved one.
Well, many of us, we all grieve differently. Obviously, some want to see that for closure. Mm-hmm. Others want to remember them the way they were.
Absolutely. And even within a family, sometimes we'll be making arrangements and one or two will say, well, can we see mom or dad before we leave today? And the other ones will be like, I don't want to see him again. So even within families and the relationships, and do you want that closure? Do you not want that closure? We at least like to offer the options, because for some people it is very important. And I think that part might be part of the reason that with cremations, without having the traditional funeral with the open casket, that we're noticing more in the last couple of years that people are requesting that one last viewing before cremation because they're noticing, okay, we're losing this one aspect, but I still need it a lot for my grief and just kind of firm and finalize and maybe say one or two last things to the loved ones before that process occurs.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court has upheld the law that bans TikTok in the United States if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company. That ban set to take effect Sunday. ABC's Devin Dwyer in Washington has more on the court's decision.
The justices explain at length how a law like this one meets a significant government interest of protecting the United States' national security for a number of concerns over Chinese collection of Americans' data and also their use, alleged use of the platform to spread propaganda in the United States.
President-elect Donald Trump says TikTok was one subject he discussed in a phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, along with trade and fentanyl. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas just needs Israeli government ratification. It would see 15 months of fighting stop and 33 hostages released. Calmer weather in Southern California helping firefighters. Searches also continue for human remains. 18 people are still missing. This is ABC News. A penalty against General Motors after it was revealed that driving behaviors were shared with insurance companies without driver knowledge.
Your Chevrolet won't be tattling on you to your insurance company, at least not for the next 5 years. General Motors has been banned through 2030 from selling driving behavior and geolocation data gathered by its vehicles to consumer reporting agencies.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The New York Times, which first reported the story, said that some people's insurance rates went up following the data collection. The Miami Dolphins will host the NFL's first regular season game in Madrid. Their opponent and the date of the game will be announced later this spring. And the Wet Bandits plan has been thwarted. The iconic brick house in a Chicago suburb that served as the McAllister family's home in the 1990 Christmas classic Home Alone has finally been sold. It went over the asking price listed at $5.25 million. It sold for $5.5 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today's high around 43 degrees, tonight 10 for Saturday 16 and Sunday 0. Zero for Monday as well. Some harsh wind chills could be coming in as early as Saturday night. We have a northeast wind at 10 right now, following a low this morning all the way down to 23. We are at 38 degrees. That is so far the morning high.
100.9 WRCO. Oh,
street to the bar, a little tornado brewing in the dark. Everybody said, look out, look out. We all know how it's gonna end. She's going on a champagne rampage, just about to ruin that wedding. She's hitting them bubbles, bound to have trouble. Need the maid of honor on the double. Once you caught the girl made okay, made the little flower girl run away. You're gonna read it in the morning in the paper on the front page. Champagne rampage. The bride's in tears cause she's heard all about her. Someone tell the DJ to turn it up louder. Here he's coming on, it's on, it's on. Right there on the dance floor, crowd started yelling more. The bride threw an uppercut, daddy couldn't break him up. She's going on a champagne rampage, just about to ruin that.
There's nothing. there's no limit.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
10:20 the time. It's the respite before the extreme cold this weekend, so hopefully you can get out and get a few steps in, get some fresh air today, a little sunshine. That'll do us all some good, that's for sure. Lots of tributes continue for the great Bob Uecker and his calls. Lots of people messaging me, and we posted a picture of a young Phil Nee meeting Bob Uecker back in the 1980s. That was somewhere around the time of the film's Major League, right around that time. And so... But what an influence he was in my life and a lot of broadcasters as well. And I go way back to the days when he was teamed with Merle Harmon in the 1970s. And I think that was the best time for listening to Brewer baseball. It's always been good. I mean, Pat Hughes was great and all the other people that he's worked with, Jim Powell and others, and Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle. I mean, they've always done well in being like the straight men. But Merle Harmon and him had a special pairing. That was a great time to be listening to them. And I remember, and nobody probably would even bring this up anymore, but I remember Uecker could do an awesome imitation of Harry Carey. And he would do that occasionally on the broadcast and just break Merle up where he couldn't even continue. And I seem to remember that they made Bob stop doing those because they, I don't know if it came from whoever Harry Carey was working for at the time, whether it was the it was probably before the TV, but somewhere along the line where he worked for the Cubs and the White Sox, and before that, the Cardinals. But I think it was felt that he wasn't getting equal time or whatever, and they were kind of like maybe making more fun of him than just imitating him or whatever the case was. But I remember they made him stop doing that, but he could do an awesome Harry Carey, too. We have a happy birthday wish to salute today. Actually, two of them. Happy birthday, Ron Williams, and also to David Higbee. So have a great day, guys. A happy birthday from Susie and all of your friends and fans today.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. It's July, getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon, half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Self-managed. profit do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Stephen Glenn tells a story about a famous research scientist who has made several medical breakthroughs. The scientist was asked why he was so much more creative than his peers. He said that it started with an experience he had when he was 2 years old. In trying to remove a large bottle of milk from the refrigerator, he lost his grip, and the result was a sea of milk on the floor. When his mother saw it, instead of yelling, she said, "What a great and wonderful mess. I've never seen such a milk puddle. Well, the damage is done. Would you like to play in it before we clean it up?" So he did. She then said, "You know, whenever you make a mess, you have to clean it up. So how would you like to do it? A towel, a sponge, or a mop?" He chose the sponge, and together they cleaned it up. Afterwards, she said, "You know, we had a failed experiment in how to carry a big milk bottle." She took him and the bottle outside and let him practice with the bottle full of water. On his own, he discovered a way to carry it with his little hands. This renowned scientist remarked that his success could be traced back to that incident because it was there that he learned not to be afraid of making mistakes. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui wishes you and your family a happy new year, and they would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui, wishing you and your family good health, happiness, and prosperity in 2025.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Excuse me.
Well, excuse me. You look like Ella Langley.
Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minutes. I'm Bill Cody. When Ella wrote her debut single, You Look Like You Love Me, she never thought it would be released as a single, much less become her first career number one. So when she thinks about everything that's happened to the song, including being named a CMA Musical Event of the Year, she laughs about the impact it's had on her life and potentially the lives of others.
I at least get this line multiple times a day. I'm not allowed, I have to say, pardon me, or can I scoot past you? Or at least just a little less polite than I was before. But yeah, I mean, when we wrote the song, we were laughing, thinking this might cause some marriages, maybe some divorces, and definitely some children, you know?
You Look Like You Love Me with Riley Green. That's Ella Langley. And available right now wherever you download or stream your favorite music. With Ella, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute. She told me this right here. She said,
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. What stands in the way of you paying less for your homeowner's insurance? It's the time it takes to shop and then compare all the options. Face it, we all hate shopping insurance. Let Pure American Insurance do it. We shop over 30 top insurance brands. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like
country girl called my, and boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to walk.
Langley, Riley Green on WRCO. 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, a special entitled Ringo and Friends at the Ryman will air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus sometime in the next few months. The two-hour program will feature star and a cast of special guests performing tunes from his new album Look Up, as well as Beatles songs and some of his solo hits. Among the artists confirmed to join Ringo, Sheryl Crow, Emmylou Harris, Jack White, Jamie Johnson, Brenda Lee, Rodney Crowell, Mickey Guyton, The War and Treaty, Billy Strings, Molly Tuttle, and Larkin Poe. Strings, Tuttle, and Larkin Poe are all featured on the brand new album. And a sad note, country music legend Melba Montgomery has died, according to Taste of Country. They reported her death on January 15th. Her daughter, Melissa Solomon Barrett, posted about her death on Facebook as well. Longtime Grand Ole Opry member and a country music star, Melba Montgomery, has passed away. Some notes on today, and oh boy, don't get used to it, but we're up to 41 degrees. And so we look at the rest of the day, it's going to be maybe a little bit more windy as this day goes on, but still very nice. We'll take this any day. You know, it's already 41 degrees warmer than it'll be on Sunday and Monday. Think about that. For tonight, 10, a few flurries. Saturday, 16, zero for a high on Sunday and Monday. Here's John Michael Montgomery.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short.
Sell the Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunnarsson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunnarsson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We're holding steady at 41 degrees right now in Richland Center. Local softball and baseball will be here before we know it, right? Well, it'll, you know, I've been out broadcasting baseball and softball when it's colder than it is right now, 41 degrees. But no, we'll be inside tonight for basketball as Richland Center hosts River Valley in girls basketball, among the many events going on
I
in the area.
I first met his mama. She was just 19. Couldn't say for certain who the father was, but I have known him since he was a pup, and I'm gonna raise him up. If you never knew your daddy like I never knew, feels like everybody knows your father, yes. This boy may not be blood of my blood, but I'm gonna raise him. I'll provide. ride for him, walk beside of him. I am strong enough. All it's time he knew what a son can. Look at Joseph a couple thousand years ago when he held a newborn baby he named Jesus. He said he may not be blood of my blood, still I'm gonna raise him. I'll provide for him, walk beside of him. I am strong enough. I will show him too what a son can do with a father's love, and he will change the world. 33 years later, when the son was in his grave, broken and abandoned by a world he came to save, his real dad said, "He's mine, blood of my blood, and I'm gonna raise him." Side of you, I am strong enough. I have seen from you what a son can do with a father's love. One man changed the world, and he can change your world. But you gotta raise him up. Raise him up. Raise him up.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Attorney General says he welcomes this morning's Supreme Court decision upholding the law that bans TikTok in the United States on national security grounds. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more from Washington.
The justices explain at length how a law like this one meets a significant government interest of protecting the United States' national security for a number of concerns over Chinese collection of Americans' data and also their use, alleged use of the platform to spread propaganda in the United States.
The ban will go into effect Sunday, but the statement says enforcement and implementation will fall on the next administration. President-elect Trump says he spoke about TikTok in his call this morning with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. President Biden also announced the Equal Rights Amendment should be considered a ratified addition to the Constitution, but the National Archives has previously said it did not take place before a congressional deadline. And better conditions in Southern California helping fire crews today. This is ABC News. A scathing Justice Department report about the Louisiana State Police.
Body-worn camera shows that after leading police...